Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Beis Omud Beis, and we are in the middle of the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. We just started the halacha of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, a very important subject, obviously. And we're on the very top line, in the middle of Sif Aleph, by the Mechaber, at the end of the first line. The Ein Maspidin Behem, one is not allowed to make a hesped, a eulogy, inside of a shul, unless Elo Imkein Yeh HaHesped Liechod Migdoli Ha'ir, Shekol Bnei Ha'ir Miskaptzin Uboim Laspido. The only time you're allowed to use the shul to make a eulogy in is if you're dealing with one of the great people of the city who has Nebuch been Niftor or Nifteres, and you're gathering a large group of people over there, and you need that space in order to make the hesped. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nyud explains, Shemes Krovo Shel Gadol, the great person's relative has passed away, or obviously the great person passed away, Umach Mazeh Boyim Rabim LeHesped, and therefore, in order to give honor to this great person, many people are coming to the hesped. And certainly, if the hesped is on a great Talmud Chacham, then you're allowed to use the shul to be masbid the Talmud Chacham. He brings down Hari Hayanizam Ma'od. Then he brings down something which we had discussed yesterday. I brought this down in yesterday's shiur, that the Ari was very careful not to speak anything in a shul other than Torah. Shalolu Dabi Bevesa Knesset Rak Tfiloso. He would just learn Torah, just daven in the shul. Afilu Divrei Musar Lo Diber. He wouldn't even speak words of Musar, of Tochacha, of reproof to people, because Peni Moshech Mimeno Divrei Chol, because that could easily lead to discussing something that wasn't holy, that wasn't Torah. So he was very medactic, and this was an individual custom, Lav Dafka for everybody else, but he was very medactic about only speaking tefillah and Torah inside of a shul. The issue footnote number 28 brings down some very important halachas about this hesped idea in the shul. So he says, he brings down Rashi from the Gemara in Megillah, that you're allowed to be masped a person in a shul, shetzrichim rabim lis asif lehesped, because you're going to have a large crowd gathering over there, and that's the only place where you can go. So therefore, you'd be allowed to use it. However, he brings down, this is really only for a Talmud Chacham or the relative of a Talmud Chacham. You can use the shul. And he brings down from the Shelos of Tshuvas Rab Poalim, She'ein heter lehespido beveis haknesses, just only if it's a Talmud Chacham, just because you need a large space, so that's not a reason to use the shul, only for a Talmud Chacham. He then says, Le'inyan hachnosas hamita, can you bring in the beer, can you bring in the coffin during the hespedim into the shul or the Beis Medrash? So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Shirak Chacham Aluf V'Gaon, only if the Chacham is an unusual Chacham and a great, great individual, in that situation do you bring the beer into the shul itself. The Chacham Sodim adds, Shein Lasos Kein Af L'mi Shirotzim L'Chado. You don't do this even if you want to honor somebody, except if they're really like a unique person, the Gadol Hador, then you can do this. He says an example would be, for as great as the Vilna Gaon in his generation, such a person you could bring the beer actually into the shul, but otherwise you shouldn't do so. However, he brings down the Torah Chaim, who says you can do this. As long as he's a tzaddik, and he learned L'shem Shemayim, because of Kavod Torah, you would be allowed to bring the mace into the actual shul. And the Shelos HaTshuvos Malabed L'Hol says this was the minhag in Hungary, that they would bring the Oren of a great Rav into the shul, where they would be maspidim, and this was in fact what was done for Rabbi Akiva Eger upon his Petira. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if you need to go into the shul, im tzorich likonis behem letzorko, you need to go into the shul for your own purposes. For example, could go and likro liyodim. You have to go call somebody out from the shul and give them a message. So what should you do? You're not supposed to just go into a shul. So yikonis v'yikro ma'at. You should go into the shul, learn something, a little bit. Or yomar dvar shmua. Or go say a dvar shmua. The Ber Heti says a dvar shmua in Sivkot and Dalet says pirushal Torah. Say a vart. Learn something quickly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph writes that this means pirush halacha mishnah. Say something. V'achakach krenu. And then go get that person that you were going to give a message to or call. Why? Kadesh lo yenira kilu nichlas letzarko. So it shouldn't look like you're going to the shul solely for your own purposes. This way you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. In Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosh Lomar, make sure you take care of God first. First, go and learn something, and then go call the person. He says, Avo lo yakti makriya, mikod mishomar eze dvar Torah. Don't call the person, and then read the Pasuk Tehillim. D'yeh nira damira sa dvar Torah hu rak tofa, because that would make it look like the dvar Torah was an afterthought, and the real purpose was going in there was to call the person. Which, even though that was the real purpose that went in there, at least you should demonstrate that the purpose of going into the shul first should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue for number 30 brings down, when you do go in and call a person, he says you have to do this also with Yira. You can't just scream out and yell to a person in the shul. And he brings down from the Pele Yoetz, you shouldn't raise your voice in a shul, because if you do, that shows a lack of awe and trepidation in front of the Shechina that's present. If you were in the White House, you wouldn't go around yelling over there. You would be acting in a much more respectful way. And this way, by your being quiet and respectful, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Mikdoshi Tiro. You should be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdosh. And he further points out, if you're going to give somebody reproof in the shul, you have to do so b'chavod or b'nachas as well. You shouldn't yell at a person and shouldn't have a public fight in the shul, of course, as well. The Mechaber continues, he says, what happens if the person can't learn? He's an Amo Aretz, unfortunately, and he has to go get somebody from the shul. The man, he's not able to learn, anything. So then, what should he do? Yomar li'echa me'atikinono tinokos. He should say to one of the younger children that's over there, Krali Pasuk, read for me a Pasuk, Shata Koribo, that you're involved in right now. And in that way, he'll fulfill this idea of doing something positive, learning in the shul, before he does the deed that he has to do in there, call the person he has to get. Alternatively, if you can't even do that, at least you should stay there for a little bit of time. And then only afterwards you can leave. Just being in the shul in and of itself could fulfill this mitzvah. We have the famous pasuk in Tehillim that praiseworthy is those that stay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. How long should you do this? The Rambam adds, the amount of time that you should tarry in the shul, the amount of time that it would take to walk two entranceways, which is about Dalit Tvachim for entranceway, so it would be about a Tvachim, about an Amma and a third, again, a very short distance or short amount of time. This is based upon the Yesh Mefarshim that we learned in Simen Sadi at the end of Sif Chaf. The Orech HaShulchan in Dirshu, footnote number 31, is quoted as bringing the name of the Bach. That doesn't mean you literally have to sit. You could even accomplish this by standing, because when it says over here that you should Yishe Ma'at V'Yachacha Yetzi Sheyeshiva Bohem Mitzvah, that's really a reference to tarrying and not necessarily sitting. However, he brings down the Big Deyesha, who disagrees and says you should Bedavka sit, because that's more of a recognizable way that you're doing this, not just to go into the shul and call your friend. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion brought down by the Maribe Chavav and the Nimuka Yosef, Shema Sheshonin of Kedushas Batei Medrash shows that which we said that there's a difference between the Kedusha of a base Knesses and a base Medrash, wrote Zolomach Shal Rabim Dumi, the base Knesses. That's what we're talking about when the base Medrash is also for the public usage, like a shul is for the public usage. However, Abol Yochid, a Chavea Medrash Beveso, if a person has like a base Medrash in his own house and he uses it Litzarko for his own personal, it's not for the public, so then Ein Lo Kedusha Kokach, it doesn't have the same Kedusha as a normal base Medrash, which, as we'll learn in an upcoming shiur, has more kedusha than a shul normally, but this doesn't apply in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalid writes, when we say litzarko, the base medrash is for your own personal usage, that's what he's referring to. Avolim hikdish bayis litzorach rabim lumobo, but if it's public usage, it's his private house, but he lets people come and learn over there, safilo mei mispalim shom klal, even though there is never a tefillah over there, it's just a public space that he has. His house is welcome. Anybody can come and use his farm and sit in his base medrash. So yesh olav kedushas basic medrash. Then it does have the kedusha of base medrash, as we'll learn in Mir Tzashem and Simon Kufnun Gimel, these halachos of base medrash versus base knesses. And it says these dinim that we say over there for a base medrash would apply in this personal base medrash that's for public use, even though they don't daven over there. I realize we skipped Sifkot Yud Gimel, so we'll quickly do that. We said Kidei Hiluch. How long do you have to tarry in shul? We said you have to wait there for the Kidei Hiluch Shnei Psochem. So I already explained this. Harei Shiyishir, you have to stay inside the shul. Shir, the amount of time that it would take you, Hiluch Shnei Psochem, how long it would take you to walk to Psochem, which, as I mentioned, Hainu Shmona Tvachem, which is 8 Tvachem. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Ein Yishen Mevesa Knesses Afilu Shinas Aroy. A person should not sleep in a shul, even a temporary sleep, even a little dremel. However, Avu Bebeis HaMedrash Os Mutter, but in a base medrash it actually is Mutter. This is somewhat of a paradox, because the base medrash has more Kedusha, but since a person really lives in the base medrash, so therefore you're allowed to do certain activities, as we'll learn, in a base medrash that you're not allowed to do in a shul. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tesvav explains, you're not allowed to sleep there. Umayri Bi'anoshim Diyam, it's all about Stam people. However, Avol Talmud Chochem Kishalom Yisham, if a Talmud Chochem happens to be learning in a base knesses, so then, as we've already explained, Kvar Bi'anu B'Sivkot and Vav, the Shari, that is permissible for a Talmud Chochem. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says about the Mechaber writing that the base medrash is mutter to sleep. Rosh Lomer, he means to say, Shinas Aroy. He's talking here about a temporary sleep, just closing your eyes. He says, however, look in the Chidusha, Rabbi Kiyada Eger, Shemafakik Behetuzeh. He's not in agreement with this Heter. And he says, Ve'evshav, the Kivin Shabbase Medrash, also Lishol Shom, Zman Harbe, Lumo, Vilishmo, Divrei Torah, Vikosh, Lizor, Mishinas Aroy, Akin Loas, Ruzel, Shemodam. Therefore, in a base medrash, which is needed for people, they spend a lot of time over there, and therefore, if you were to go and say you can't sleep over there would cause bittul Torah, so that's why only in the base medrash was this hetter given. And he says, for a Talmud Chacham who really is spending all of his day in the base medrash, so he could even take a more set type of a sleep, a shinas keva. And he says, this is brought down in the name of the Lavush. Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Litzorach Beis HaKnesses, if you're working in the shul, doing something for the shul, Mutter Lecho V'lishon B'socho, then a person would be permitted to eat and sleep even in that shul. Mitamzeh, because of this reason, Yishenim B'lel Yom HaKippurim Beis HaKnesses, therefore we're allowed to go and sleep in the shul on Yom Kippur evening. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cutting your tests, because you have to take care of the candles. There are a lot of candles that are lit in the shul, and there's a concern for a fire, so therefore you're allowed to stay over in the shul overnight to watch the candles to make sure there's no fire. And when you do so, you're therefore allowed to sleep over there. Now we go back to Sivkot and Yudzayin. The Mishnah Berurah says the Tzorach Beis HaKnesses. What does he mean? Somebody who's there as a watchman in the Beis Knesset, so he has to stay in the Beis Knesset and make sure that it's safe, so he'll be there for 10 hours, so he's allowed to eat or drink or sleep over there. Sivkot and Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'lishon B'socho, you can sleep over there. However, V'lo Yachnis Mitos V'lishon, bringing down the Morgan of Rome, that you shouldn't bring your bed in to sleep over there. You can sleep over there, but don't bring a bed in there. However, Ubel Yerabba Cholikolov, the El Yerabba disagrees. V'chein V'chidush Erikiva Eger, he disagrees, Ayin Shom. The issue of footnote number 37 brings down, besides the Shmira of the Neros, you also have people that are staying there and learning at night, so therefore, that is also called Tzorech Mitzvah. When a person does sleep in the base, HaKnesses, he does have a head to the sleep, so the Rama says that you should sleep far away from the Aron Kodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sheyesh Lachu Shemayobo Lidei HaFocha, that a person may not be able to control his bodily functions so well, may pass gas, and you shouldn't do that near the Aron Kodesh. The issue footnote number 34 brings down that all of these halachas of a Beis HaMedrash apply for young children as well. Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, or it's called Tashbar. So he brings down from the Mabit, he also brings down from the Marash Engel, the Tzur Yaakov, all of them agree, Sha'af Lohem Yesh Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. A first grade class also has a certain Kedusha to it, Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash. In the Sefer Chesed La'alothim, he adds, She'evshar She'kedushas Mekomos Elu Gedoli Osem Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. He says the amazing statement that a first grade classroom's Beis HaMedrash is greater than a regular Beis HaMedrash. And it's based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that the world is being supported and upheld by the Hevel P.M. Shotinoka Shabbos Rabban, the little learning, the Aleph Beis, and the Bereishis Bar Elokim that a little first grader says, that's what supports the entire world. And therefore, there's definitely Hashras Hashchina over there, and therefore, that has tremendous Kedusha. He brings down a Zohar as well. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hoyeholich Liros as Hanor Meves Rabban, he would go to the young classes to see the little children learning in order to see the Pnei Hashchina. What a beautiful idea. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'apilu l'tzorach mitzvah cheres, even for the purpose of doing another mitzvah, such as kagon shenik botzim, the people are gathering in the shul li'aber hashana beveis haknesses in order to go and make various calculations for the year inside the shul." Mutur lechol shom, then you would be permitted to eat over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof, look in the Morgan Avraham, he says, who brings down the name of the Agos Hasmak, the Lohutar Bisudas Mitzvah Elikagon Sudas Iburshonosh Shein Bokalis Rosh. He says the only type of Sudas Mitzvah that you're allowed to have in the shul proper, we're not talking about social halls of the shul, we're talking about in the shul proper, is a Sudas Mitzvah that won't lead to lightheadedness, such as the type of Suda that they would have when they were Ma'abed Shonah, when they would go and make a leap year. Shai So Asuya Bepas Vikitnios Bovad, a very plain and meager meal, and therefore it wouldn't lead to lightheadedness. Rotzalom, Mary further wants to say, Lafuke Sudas Mitzvah Sheish Boshechris, as opposed to making a Suda where there's a unfortunately going to be shichrus, there's going to be drinking, then asur af b'beis hamedrash. You wouldn't be allowed to do this in a shul, and you wouldn't even be allowed to do this in a beis medrash where you're normally allowed to eat, but you wouldn't be allowed to have such a suda over there. He brings us down the name of the Prima Gadol. Mikol makom, he concludes, hanogim lahokel laso suda siyum ha-shas b'beis hamedrash. If somebody wants to make a suda on the siyum of shas in the beis medrash, then mipnei she'en lehem makom acher meruvach lezeh, because there's no other place that can hold all the people that would want to come to a siyum ha-shas, so then ein limchos b'yodim, then you don't have to protest the yesh lehem al mi lismoch that they want to use the shul for such a suda smitzvah. This would be acceptable because they have great poskim that they can rely upon. The issue footnote number 38 has a very important and interesting discussion on what you're allowed to use a shul for. Again, we're not talking about the social hall or some other room near the shul, but the actual shul proper itself. So he brings down the chen inyan shar sudas mitzvah in regards to all other sudas mitzvahs as well. He has a whole discussion over here. And if you go to the third paragraph, he brings down leinyan haminug bezmanenu. What is actually our minug nowadays? He brings down the shalos shuas igus Moshe from Rosh Feisis Atzal, who writes noagim lo hakel kedas rashi v'arzurua. We are makel to use our shuls, especially in chutz la'aretz, where we have the tanai that we can rely upon that the shul was made for both the purposes of secular as well as kedusha purposes. So our minig is to allow the shul to be used for various types of things that otherwise would not be allowed. And even if there is an alternative place that they could have done this, it's not a shasat chak that they have to use the shul. The minig is to allow certain types of su'udos, for example, su'udos shalashudis in the shul, because it's a mitzvah ketzas, so you don't have to go to an alternate room, you can have it actually in the shul, even though they could go to the alternate room just as easily. And he says, likewise, noagim la'aro kiddush beveis haknesses lebar mitzvah lechosin, you can have an offer for a bar mitzvah in the shul, even though there's a social hall, you could have the empty the tables, especially in shtiblach, where you have tables instead of benches, so you just clear off the table, you put on a tablecloth, and they bring out the food. That would be acceptable as well, the Rav Moshe says. Apish lo borer sheyesh mitzvah dover, even though it's not so clear that there's a mitzvah to have a suda at the bar mitzvah or the offer. He says, by the Hasidim especially, the minhag is that they do this, and they use their shuls even for something that is purely a sudas rishus mamish. He says, come on a yard site to make a tikkun. He says, that is a rishus, but it's an acceptable custom to allow the shul to be used for that. He brings down, this is also the opinion of Ayashiv, this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. There are those that are mata this even in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have the same tanai type of a situation. But he does bring down the Rav Ozner, Zatzal, and the Shevet HaLevi disagrees. He says that you should be machmir, and you shouldn't make any suda in the Beis HaKnesses itself, except a pure suda smitzvah, and that's only if you have no alternative. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Hayul Beis HaKnesses Shnei Psochem, a shul has two entrance ways. Lo yikonis b'pesach zeh, la'asoso derech lotzeis b'pesach hasheni lekatzer darko. A person shouldn't make the shul into a shortcut. So the shul has on the eastern side an entrance, it has on the western side an exit. So you shouldn't walk through the shul because you want to get to the other side. You shouldn't walk through the shul going through the eastern exit, go out on the western exit. However, if the road was there first and then they built the shul, then it would be permissible mutter to use this continuous kapandria, this shortcut. Likewise, if a person didn't go into the shul to cut through the shul, but he went to the shul to daven, and he came in on the eastern side, and he's going to eat lunch at somebody else's house on the western side, so mutter lasos derech, then he can go out on the western side. That's not a problem at all. In fact, he brings down that when a person goes into shul to daven, some have the girsa mutter lemi shenichnas bepesach zeh lo tzeis bepesach acher, that you have permission to go in through the eastern entrance and go out through the western entrance. That's not a problem. Others have it's a mitzvah. Specifically, you should bedavka go to do this. And the reasoning behind this is brought down in the issue footnote number 43 for the Maxis Ashekel, that when you enter in one side and go out the other side, it shows a chavivus, it shows a dearness that the shul is for you, that you want to walk around the entire shul. Mr. Brewer in Sivkon Chafalef writes, Sorech Lomar, Mitzvah Lemisha Nichnas. He has the girsa that I mentioned, which is brought down on the side of the Gemara and the Ber HaGol as well. Not that it's mutter, you have permission to do so, but it's a mitzvah, you should do so. And he brings down from the Gemara, Ma'isile Lezeh Mikra. This is based upon a Pasuk Shnemar, Obevo Amoriz Lefnei Hashem B'Moadim, when the Amoratzim come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the holidays, Habo Derech Shar Tzofo Nishtachavos Yetzei Derech Shar Negev V'Gomer. That when you come in on one entrance, you should bedaf go out the other entrance. And the idea is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah of Hatam Kidei Shiyah Nira Kim L'Chabi, because this shows a dearness over here. This demonstrates your love for the shul, as we just explained in Dishu Footnote number 43, as per the Maxis Hashekel. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Mutuli konis beves haknesset v'maklo uvesarmilo ubehapud noso. Person is allowed to enter into a shul carrying a stick or his packages or some sort of a backpack. The Ramo explains, pirush mine kis, and various types of pockets. In other words, various types of bags to hold things in. He brings down the Targum of uveyalkut, means uvetarmile, his packages. V'yesh osumli konis bo. But however, there are those that forbid you to go in to a shul b'sakin oroch or b'rosh megula. You can't go in with a knife, a long knife, or with your head uncovered. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chof Beis explains, L'fisha Beis HaKnesses Shum Yuchel L'Tvila, a shul which is set up specifically for davening, Ma'areches Yom HaShalodim, it extends a person's life, V'hasakin Mekatzi Yom HaDom, and a knife goes and unfortunately shortens a person's life. He brings down, looking the Al-Yer Rabba, Shadaito Shein L'Hachmer Ki M'sakin Megula. This is only if the knife is open, but if it's covered up, it's not a problem. Sivkon Chof Gimel O'Barosh Megula, you shouldn't walk in with your head uncovered into a shul. So he says, look in Simon Sadi Aleph, Siv Gimel, Nibir Halacha, Dibra Maskel V'Yeshomrim, where Dishu Foot number 46 reminds us that it's said over there, whole discussion that you're not allowed to walk without your head covered, even outside of shul. So why is he telling us over here in the shul you can't walk with your head uncovered? So he gives several different terutzim. Outside of the shul, it's only midas chasidus. Inside the shul, it's a chiyav. Outside the shul, it's for walking only dalet amos. Inside the shul, it should even be less than dalet amos. Others explain in the shul, you have to have a double covering on your head. In addition to your yarmulke, you should wear a hat, or the outside would be adequate with just the yarmulke. The issue footnote number 45 has a very interesting discussion about can you bring in other weapons besides a knife into a shul. Emet Hashem, we'll discuss this at the beginning of tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.